Deuce, and Ben Thomas. President Trump's dismissing concerns about conditions aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln deployed in the Middle East. Julie Walker has the latest.
The aircraft carrier has been the subject of escalating concern over mental health and supply issues for American sailors enduring a record-setting, uninterrupted time at sea of more than 240 days. Trump calls the reports fake news.
Over the years, we've had them out there much longer. I was at a group meeting, and an admiral came up to see me over the weekend. And it was at a big group, and he happened to be an admiral retired. He said, I've been on ships that are out there much longer than that, sir. And I know people on the Lincoln, they say it's beautifully maintained and beautifully taken care of. And other people went out and they found out to be true. It was fake news reporting.
The Lincoln arrived in the Middle East in January and has been supporting the U.S. war against Iran, including the blockade on Iranian ports. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's son-in-law and Mideast envoy Jared Kushner met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today on the path ahead for Gaza. While officials signaled some optimism, there appeared no concrete commitment by Israel to the latest U.S. proposed plan. American negotiators appeared to acquiesce to Israeli demands that Hamas disarmament comes before any reconstruction of the devastated territory. In the Iran war, the 60-day deadline for an agreement to end the conflict and resolve the dispute over Tehran's nuclear programs expiring. Iran says it's working to finalize a joint statement with Oman on a plan to manage shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump reportedly told a Fox News reporter the U.S. would bomb Oman if it gets in the way. He told reporters in the Oval Office today,
"No, I don't think they'd behave very well, but we'd handle them very soon."
Oil prices rose again today, while on Wall Street, stocks closed lower. This is AP News. Actor Hayden Panettiere has died at age 36. Her career started at just 11 months old in a toy commercial, and after child roles in soap operas, she was a teen when her role as a superpowered cheerleader in Heroes propelled her to fame. In 2009, telling AP,
"It's such a big part of my life, and it's like home. But it definitely is emotionally taxing and physically taxing sometimes."
She later starred in the TV series Nashville, taking on the role of a brash upstart country singer, Juliet Barnes.
Being in this industry, it's preparation for this character. There's a lot of things that are very similar, a lot of parallels, and just being a young person growing up in the spotlight.
In real life, she had a daughter with Ukrainian boxer Vladimir Klitschko in 2014 and acknowledged postpartum depression and alcohol addiction. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.